But we're going to ask Brother Freeman to come right now and just take his liberty. And then just about 30 minutes, we're going to have dinner together. And we have something prepared, especially for all the senior citizens. So Brother Freeman, everybody that's glad to see Brother Freeman, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Freeman, God bless.
How long you say I could step here?
5 minutes. No.
3 minutes.
You just start, I'll pull your coattail.
Don't start hooking me up to nothing till I get ready. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I want to see you. Brother Rutland told me he had a bunch of preachers up here. I want you to stand up. I want to see how many you got here.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Fine, fine.
Amen.
Yeah, my kid. Now, he don't talk like he's going to give me an hour to preach, but I'll try to stop. Well, it's been a year since I've been here, but I'm just happy to come.
Yes.
And I was thinking 2 or 3 days ago, I don't know why, but Brother Black was sometimes a little puny, and I am too, but I said I hope that Brother Blackwell gets to go, and I'm proud he's with me today.
Yes.
And I'll speak tonight. I told him today to do something for me, and he just wouldn't do it. He just plainly told me he wasn't going to do it. Now, that's easy understood. I told him, I said, I don't feel too good, and I want you tonight to cover up for me. No, he wasn't going to do it. Well, I'm not going to get to say what I'm going to say and do what I'm going to do. Never have. And I never will. But I feel the presence of God.
Praise God.
Amen. There's some of this maybe that I used when I was here before, but I'm going to use it again.
Sure.
Sometimes I preach it one sermon 3 or 4 times.
Amen.
But there's just something about this that has dawned on me that I want to say while I'm here. And we find in Genesis the 26, in the first chapter, 26th verse, there's something inside of a man that I want to talk about today.
Yes.
We find here that, and God said, let us make man, not a monkey, a man. Now you want to get with me. If I happen to kind of turn on the key while hollering at me, it ain't going to scare me.
Sure.
Not a bit in the world. If you want to slap your hand, raise your hand, get up and run, and just help yourself. Glory to God, I feel the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Make man in our image, after our likeness.
Praise God.
And let them had dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. Now I want to turn to the second chapter, and when I read this verse, I want you to meditate quick and think what I'm going to say. I don't hardly know myself. But anyhow, we got to say something. And the Lord God form man of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Hallelujah.
A living spirit.
Yes.
Somebody said to me one time when I was talking about this, he said, well, according to the way you preach, everybody's got the spirit about him. I said, yeah, he got something inside of him. You can't deny that.
Right.
I want to talk about something that people just neglect. They just look over it, walk over it, and set it aside, Some other time I'll have time and I'll attend to this. That is the Spirit of God that keeps this thing going. This thing that I'm talking about now, I guess Brother Hempel could go along with me. Maybe some old minister out somewhere in the woods with a chopping axe, cutting down some bushes, building the brush off. Hallelujah, glory to God, I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for money. He didn't know there was any money nowhere around. We didn't have no money.
No.
But there's something inside that God blowed in now. When he made man, they kept him a going. He didn't want to give it up.
Right. Hallelujah.
God is always moving. Brother Blackfell had told me a lot of times how he preached revival meetings and he didn't get much out of it. And I said, there's not a heaven in it. I walked across them mountains when I know that I wasn't going to get anything. But brother, God, I'm not old, man. I can get around.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what to say, but I'm going to say something. God, I've been working all the whole summer in this heat. And it got to 107, and I was still working. It's not easy to get out there. You're shoveling the rice fields and the snakes and mosquitoes in 107 degree. But I want to tell you something. God has put something inside of a man that builds his hopes up that he don't want to give up. Don't make any difference how old, how poor he gets, how he comes in this world and meet with the conflicts. There's always something in there that said, go on, don't give up.
Right.
I've helped build lots of brush arbors. Somebody said there ain't many people around here. I said, no, there are not many people around here. And I said, God's up there. And I said, I've been led by the Spirit of God, that thing, that Holy Spirit. I've been led to build this arbor, and I'm going to build it. Bless God, the seats was filled up. We didn't have a cushion out there like you got. We had an old sawmill slab. We turned it over, keep from sitting on splinters. But the people shouted. They had something. They got stirred up with what God give them. You need a stirring today. You need a shouting move. When you think you're broke, I went off to work a minute time and no food hardly in the house. But I come back with some food. Something said, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you people that used to go with your wives when they were young, you had in your head that you wanted them for a wife and you wouldn't give up either. You just kept on fighting the battle, and after a while, you got done what you wanted done. And that's the same way it is by man today. Man and woman has got something on the inside of them if they've yielded to God. Now there's a stubborn will that won't let the Spirit work. But when you let God work, you keep on going.
Yes.
Now I'm going to tell you a many time that I walked over the northwest part of this country where I live up there in Arkansas. And tarred feet, blistered feet. And one time I pulled my shoes off and put them in my pocket and walked on the pamuti grass outside the road. But I tell you, there's something in there that said, keep going, boy, keep going. That's what I called you to do. That's what I saved you to do, was to work for me in my vineyard.
Praise God.
brother. Today it seems like the vineyards is growing up. They need pruning. They need somebody to know something about it, Brother Blackfoot, to do that. Oh, thank God. Sometimes I get to studying about how old I am. But I said I wasn't old. I'm not. But I get to studying about me toddling around. Once in a while, I get up and I act like I'm drunk. I don't drink. But anyhow, my wife said, "You don't feel good." "No, I don't feel good." "Well, all right." She said the other morning, said, "Do you feel like going down there?" I said, "No, I don't feel like going." "Well," said, "you better stay here." I said, "No, I ain't going to stay here." Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of these days, this old boy is going to make his last trip. Oh, bless God. Brother Blackwell, I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. This is my chance to worship God with you people and to mingle our spirits together and to have a good time and to have a good handshake and to meet with our old people that's passing out. Oh, glory to God. We're not alone. This world may think that we're poor. We got nothing, but we got it all. We are heir and a joint heir to the things of God. Hallelujah. I like that. I like it. All right. Bless God. Yeah, I like that. All right. Woo! Oh, thank God. I look back when I was a young man, when I was on the mission field back in Boston Mountains. Y'all don't know much about that. Some of you. And it was up one hill and down the other. If you made it to the top, you sure got down on the other side because you'd almost rolled down. But down in them hollers was creeks. And there was ice out a little piece from the bank. Brother Blackwell knows what I'm talking about. About 2 or 3 foot. And out in the center was running water. When I get to them places, I couldn't go to the bridges. I get to them places. You don't care if I get down here. I'm going to get you down here anyhow. Oh, hallelujah. When I get to them places, I'd stand there a little bit. And directly, I'd pick me up a stick. It was out in the woods. And I'd break out of ice. I'd pull off the best clothes I had. I didn't have clothes much to wear. Very nice, but I love good clothes, don't you? And I pull them off and I rolled them around my Bible. I walked off into that cold water. Woo! Feeling what it gave me way back yonder. Glory to God. And I walked on across the mountains. And I remember one year I walked across the mountains, brother, broke the ice and preached the whole year. And whenever I got through that year, I said, "I want to shake hands with everybody that's been benefited by my service this year." One old red-headed boy come up there. I like red hair, too. I got a girl that's red-headed. And one old boy come up there and grabbed me by the hand. He said, "I've been blessed wonderful." And he left a quarter in my hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I went on home rejoicing. Waited the icy creek back. And I felt good about it. I never had a bad cold. But I'm going to tell you something. We need men and women today that's got backbone enough to lay aside some of their work and some of the idols that they're worshiping today and get ready. Paul Jesus is coming back some of these days, and he's not going to have all of his work done up. He's not going to have all of his work done up. Blessed God. Well, we got a nice bunch of young people. We could have better, don't you think so? Y'all give me a little time. I feel something. I just feel something. I believe we're going to have the biggest time today we've had in a long time, don't you? I was aiming to sing a song today, but I took a little cold last night. I don't know whether Brother Black will turn that air on a little stout on there or just left it like it would, but it's got a little bit cold in the night. And my throat got a little sore. But when I was down here before any people got here, I stood up there and looked out across the church, and God gave me a song. Yes, He gave it to me. I know what it is. But I can't sing it. My throat's too sore. But I will sing it someday. And I rejoiced over that. And I'm still rejoicing. But I want to talk a little bit more. I was reading in the Bible where old Abraham was called on to offer up the only son he had. And I thought, well, Abraham, to my own understanding, Abraham, I don't see how you could have done it. But oh, let me tell you, that thing that's inside of him was pushing him on up that mountain. How do you think you'd feel if God will speak to you this morning? He may have spoke to you. He may have said, sacrifice something today. Abraham rolled a little bundle of wood up and put it on old Isaac's back and started his journey. Brother, don't you know it felt good going up that hill with all his son he had, because there's something on the inside. God was talking to him.
Yes.
Y'all better move down there. You better throw your hands up. You better slap them and say something. I'm not going to quit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think when old Stephen is laying flat on his back and they're throwing stones at him?
Right.
What do you think was happening on the inside?
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, he knowed what he had on the inside, and he looked far into the portals of glory and saw the Son of Man. Glory to God. How many times of this day and time that you've seen the Son of Man? Oh, brother, your imagination looked up and gave God the thanks and God the glory, and you felt the very presence of God shining down in your heart. You say, yeah, but that was Abraham. I mean, that was Stephen's over there in that ditch. Yeah, and this is Freeman, but I can look into the portals. I can look into the portal. With the eye of faith, I can see my destiny.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, a man said to me one time, said, how do you know you're going to be saved? I said, I'm already saved. If I stay saved, ain't nothing to say I'm going to get saved. How you know you're saved? I know that I passed from death unto life because I love you, brethren. I know that I'll pass from death unto life. Bless God. I thought about this brother of mine back here, old brother Rutledge. I tell you, he went through a lot of stuff. But I'm so proud. I was in his home last night. I'm so proud of you people. So proud of him and his wife. You reached in the grab bag, we sometimes say, at Pine Bluff and pulled out two wonderful prizes. And we miss him. But we're so proud and so thankful that he's down here. Now I'm going to come to a close, because some of you might be getting hungry. I got one more thing that I want to say. I was a Baptist preacher when this taking place. I still ain't got nothing to begin the Baptist. They'll go on and get the Holy Ghost and baptize in Jesus' name. Not a thing, you know. I was ministering regular every night and every day, and every time I had an opportunity and a chance. And I got sick, bad sick. Got to falling away. I went from 160 pounds. I told you about it maybe when I was down here. I'm going to tell you again. I told the Lord, I'm going to tell them where I went. And I was falling away. I fell from 160 pounds down to 120. I determined to live. somebody said, why don't you go to Arizona? I said, I don't know nothing about Arizona. Didn't have no money. Don't know nothing about it. I don't know how to get there. Well, I said, go to the doctor first and see what's the matter with you. I went to one doctor and he said, can't do you no good. Wasn't that a terrible thing? Yes. Can't do you no good. I said, what's the matter, doc? He said, you've got TB in both lungs. I know, Dad, I was spitting up blood and all kinds of mucus, but I didn't know it was TB, but I know there was something desperate. And I went to another doctor and he said, you've got TB. And on, and six of them said the same thing. Said, if you've got any relatives, and you've got any people that you want to see or any business, said, now's the time to do it. I said, y'all don't know just exactly what you're talking about. You may know part of it, but you don't know it all. And I went on out in Phoenix, Arizona. And when I landed in Phoenix, Arizona, I didn't have a place to stay. I was going to sleep on the desert. I determined to live. That thing that I'm talking about, Brother Rutledge was in behind me, pushing me on. I wasn't going to give up. I had something inside and I knowed I had it.
Yes.
One night, it got rough on me. One night, Brother Blackfella, I knelt on my knees on that old windswept desert. And I held my hands up to God. And I said, oh, Lord. I said, if this is the end of the journey, I've made it. And I'm giving up, seemed like, the last breath, the last step that I've got. And I've fought the battle. And I've got a hope that I'm going to get some help. And about that time, I felt something. Woo! It felt top of the head. Brother, it went all down through my body. And it went out the bottom of my feet. That's the reason I can't keep my feet still. Now, this is my business. I'm going to tell it. And I begin to feel the strength come up in this old boy's body. From that day until this day, I have never suffered with the TB. Woo! Why don't you cry a little with me? Why don't you slap your hands and dance a little with me? God, that's the greatest thing that ever happened. If I hadn't had what God put in the back there, like he did that man that he made and blew the breath of the spirit in him, if they kept me a-going, Brother Blackwell, I'd have been dead, buried, and decayed away. But I just kept on hanging on. I said, I said, there's hope somewhere out there. Now I tell you, when I come back to this place, I was back to my natural weight in about 3 months. And now I work for the last 5 years and I ain't lost a pound of weight. I still hold on. There's something down on the inside of me. I wonder if you'll go along with me. Something in there that said, hang on, boy. Hang on, boy.
Hang on.
Don't give up. Right. Hang on. If you get tired, just hang on. If you get hungry, just hang on. If you get broke, just hang on. But you're still a rich man, an heir and a joint heir to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I tell you right now, there are not many rich men that's poor. But here's one. This poor boy, he's poor, but he's rich. Glory to God. We need to get stirred around, stirred up. Move out for God.
Yes.
I wonder whenever that old boy called for daddy to give him his portion of goods. Prodigal son, you've read the story. When he got all that was coming to him and taking his journey. Run in, I guess, every honky-tonk come along. There's different than what now. There were more clothes to do now, to see. Well, he stopped at every one of them more than likely, and spent a little money. And after a while, the Bible said they had found themselves in want. Let me tell you, you and I have journeyed along the road, and we may have stopped a little too long at some place. We may have spent some of the good spirit that God has given unto us. And now is the time for us to find out that we're in want. We're a nation going in decay and chaos every day, every day. My friends, let me tell you right now, it's nothing to see. Almost nudist people going up and down our streets. We have got to the place that we don't care for nothing. But God created us all alike, and He's give us something inside of us to help people. Now's the time to stir up something. Stir up something. Do something for God and His kingdom. I come back home. I went to the doctor. I said, "Doc, I want you to take a look at me. When do you get back?" I said, "Some time ago." "Where'd you go?" I said, "I went to Phoenix, Arizona." "How you like it out there?" He didn't give me time to tell him. He knowed something had happened. "How you like it out there?" I said, "I like it all right. But if I had have known before I left what I know now, I wouldn't have made the long trip to Arizona. I would not have made the long trip. But we never know. God carried me 1,500 miles away from my people. Broke, no money, no clothes, no place to stay. In order to bring me to my senses that I would trust Him." Oh, let me tell you right now, there's something inside of you that if you let God take a hold of it, break your stubborn will down, you come in that door feeling God and His presence. Hallelujah. You will never get around it. Brother, let me tell you one thing. When that old boy found out that he is in the hog waller, and that's getting pretty low. But you say, "Ah, I tell you, I don't hardly understand that." No, not till you get in that old waller, and then you understand it. But he's beginning to want. He's seen he's in trouble. And he said, "I know what I'll do. That thing that's inside stirring him up, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father's house." Do you know what to do when you get cold and indifferent with God? You know where it's at. Will you go back to Him? Will you say, "Lord, here I am. I need another renewing of the Spirit of God. My cup is getting empty. I need it renewed up. I need to get a little more love. I need to attend service more." I said, "I like that. If you don't like it, I'll keep it." Yes. Bless God, I love Jesus, don't you?
Yes.
I love Jesus, don't
yes.
you? Oh, blessed Jesus. Some of these days, it'll happen to you. I stood by the graveside, seen my people, every one out of 12 in family, pass away. I've got no relatives to speak of much. I don't know why God loved me so, but He does. Do you know why God loves you so? He gave His life. And I get to thinking sometimes, "God, why do you keep me here this long?" I get so lonesome sometimes, Brother Rutledge, to see some of my brothers, some of my sisters, and my dear old mother. But there's something on the inside of it. Something in there said, "Don't give up now. Don't give up now. You're too near the end." Now, I've crossed a many road in the country and stopped to make my decision what to do. And God seemed to use His hand and point me in directions to go. I'm going to tell you right now, we got something to lead us on. Who can be against us if God is for us? All of the enemies that can be stacked around us will never make God's man lose one step if he'll keep that thing of working that I'm talking about in that stubborn will out of the way. God will see him through.
Yes, he will.
Oh, bless God, some of these days we're going to come down to the bank of Old Jordan. We're not able, Brother Blackwell, to cross it by ourselves.
No.
No. But there's someone standing over on the other side, so to speak, that'll give us a helping hand. He'll guide us through all troubles. He'll hold us as the death presses our bodies and takes our breath. He'll take this thing and take care of it. Oh, the body will go back to the dust, but the spirit will go back to God who gave it. Now I wish I was somewhere where they said preach all night. I just feel like getting started right now, but here it is, Brother Rutledge. Here it is. Just stir up what's inside of you. That's what you need. That's what you need.